Hello, happiness seekers. Welcome to the day two of the 10-day well-being habit quest, all based on the science of building habits, of course. I truly believe that having the right habits in our life is the path to happiness, well-being, and fulfillment. So I do hope that you'll be joining me on this journey. And remember to make the process of creating well-being habits that stick even easier, and following this quest, I have designed science-backed PDF workbook that is packed with habit building strategies and some practical templates to support your journey. So grab it from my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk. Yesterday, you chose your tiny happiness habit, and today we're going to make it easier to do than to avoid it. Now, it's very important to understand straight away that willpower is absolutely unreliable, because it relies on our motivation levels. And this, of course, fluctuates. On certain days, I might be very excited to follow my habit. On other days, cannot be asked. And behavioral science shows that we repeat every day often things that are easy, visible, and right in front of us. And you can see this in a really bad habit of doom scrolling on our phone, because it's visible, the phone is in front of us, and it's easy to reach for it and to start scrolling on lots of different apps. We do it all the time. Sometimes, actually not sometimes, majority of time, absolutely automatically. So in other words, we need to have a nudge to continue with our habits, and we need to have everything easily accessible to engage in our habit. So this is where you need to think about your environment and think, okay, do I have everything easily accessible to engage in next 10 days in my habit? For example, put your journal and pen on your pillow if you are planning to journal. If you're planning to do some movement, going outside, running, lay out your running shoes by the door. If you're going to be meditating, where is that meditation session? Where is that 3-minute breathing exercise? Can you print it out? Can you have it recorded so you can just press play and start your breathwork practice? I also really advise to reflect on what usually gets in the way of your well-being habits. What happened in the past that blocks this nudge and blocks this motivation to go ahead with the habit? And how can you now, knowing that, make this new habit the easiest option for yourself today? And how your environment can be your support team, that you have the key aspects ready to engage in the habit the moment you think about it. So tomorrow we'll strengthen your habit by anchoring it to a very strong cue, time, place, and specific action. So I hope to see you at that next podcast episode. But also I wanted to say that you don't need to be doing this quest alone. It doesn't necessarily, it's always easy. Sometimes actually, it's very nice to have that social accountability. So if you are up for that, if you would like to engage with other people working on this quest, and generally other people who are developing their habits, I'm planning to run some interactive workshops so that you can have your own personalized habit plan and you can have that social accountability element as well. So check out my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk. But that's it for today. I see you tomorrow for the next action to take in relation to building your well-being habit. Bye.